This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall in Washington. A day after the Taliban announced the start of its annual spring offensive, a roadside bomb wounded four Romanian soldiers in southern Afghanistan, and fierce fighting between government forces and insurgents elsewhere in the country reportedly killed dozens. The spike in violence darkens the outlook for the U.S. Taliban dialogue aimed at finding a political end to the 18-year-old Afghan war, along with a reduction in violence during this year's fighting season. A major early Sunday morning Taliban attack on the northern city of Kunduz sparked heavy combat with Afghan forces in the area, and there were casualties on both sides. The next chapter in the extradition battle over WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange could involve competing claims from both the United States and Sweden, which wants him on charges of sexual misconduct. Assange's lawyer, Jennifer Robinson, says she does not want her client sent to the United States.
If Sweden makes an extradition request, there will be a question for the Home Secretary about which case will take precedence, and we will certainly be asking for the same assurances that we asked before, which is that he wouldn't be sent to the United States after dealing with it. That is the same assurance we were seeking in 2010, and the refusal to give that is why he sought asylum when
he did. Otherwise, he doesn't want to comply with it, unless there is that specific assurance.
The concern is and has always been about protecting him from being sent to the United States.
Dozens of members of the British Parliament have signed a letter urging the Home Secretary that if there are competing extradition requests, that Assange be sent to Sweden. Assange was arrested on Thursday when British police took him from Ecuador's London embassy, where he had taken refuge nearly 7 years ago. Ecuador had given its permission for the arrest on its diplomatic grounds. At least five people were killed Saturday morning during violent protests in Somalia's capital city, Mogadishu. Hundreds of drivers took to the streets to protest the recent killing of a motorized rickshaw operator. More news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of